Amach Bet, Amud Bet, three lines from the top. Amar Shmuel, we'll go through quickly. We said it once, we'll go through quickly just with the translation. Shmuel said, Shena ba'amud hashachar kistatama leparzala. Sleep at dawn is as beneficial as steel is to iron. Yetziah ba'amud hashachar kistatama leparzala. And going out at dawn to the bathroom is also beneficial, like steel is to iron. Bar Kapara chava mazaven mile bedinerin. Bar Kapara would sell words of Torah for money, for dinarim. And these are some of the things he would sell. These are some of his quotes. Ad kafnat echo. When you're hungry, eat. Ad satchit shtei. When you're thirsty, drink. Ad ratacha kidrach shpoch. When your pot is boiling, pour it out. Karna karya baromi. If a horn sounds in Rome, Barmazabain Tane Tane Davuch Zabain. Let the son of a fig seller sell the figs of his father. Amar lehu Abai le Rabbanan. Abai said to Rabbanan, Ki Aliitu Bishvile de Mechuza, when you pass through the streets of Mechuza, La Mefak Be de Hakla, to go out into the field to the bathroom. Lo Techazu, don't look. Lo lachach kisa, lo lachach kisa. Not to this side or to that side. Dilma yadvei nashe, because there might be women sitting over there. V'lav orach ara lehistaku lebahu. And it's not appropriate to look at them. Rav Safra al levet hakisa. Rav Safra came into the bathroom. Ata Rabbi Abba nachale abava. Along came Rabbi Abba, and he coughed at the door. He wanted to enter into the bathroom, so he coughed at the door. Amale, Rav Safra, who was inside, said to him, Leoma, let him enter, let the master enter. Batada nafak Amale. When he left, he said to him, Rabbi Abba said to Rav Safra, Ad hashta lo ailta l'sa'ir. You have not yet gone up to Sa'ir, the gamata lach mile de Sa'ir, yet you've learned the ways of Seir. You're acting like an Edomite. You didn't see it 10 minutes ago.
You didn't.
Huh?
You destroyed the whole room.
We have nothing. It was empty. Empty.
For Pesach.
At least the sign.
Top.
Pesach.
Baruch Hashem. Tov. So. In order to support his rebuke of Rav Safra, Rav Abba brings a brayta, a Mishnah that we learned, that explains the fact that it's not appropriate to speak when you're in the bathroom. What's the Mishnah? So the Mishnah's in Tamid. Lav hachi tanan, didn't we learn in a Mishnah? Madura hayta sham. There was a bonfire over there. The Beit HaKisa Shel HaKavod, and the Beit HaKisa Shel HaKavod, the honorable bathroom, the holy bathroom in the holy Beit HaMikdash. Why was it holy? V'zayat kavodah, this was its honor. This was what was honorable about
it. So this is the source now. I didn't know that.
I'm not speaking in the bathroom.
No, that. Well, why that say about the bathroom, about the shirutim, it's the Beit HaKavod? It's coming from Beit HaMikdash.
You call it that?
Yes, what? Thing, but that's what
but
I
this hear. Is but this is first time I've heard of it. I don't know. I've not heard it mentioned before.
Yeah, but no.
Nachon, Kiseh Shel Kavod.
And it's written here in Beit HaMikdash?
Nachon. It's talking about the Beit HaMikdash, the Kiseh Shel Kavod.
So the source, it's coming from the
Beit HaKiseh Kavod. It's not the Kiseh HaKavod.
Yeah, for sure, but also right. In Beit HaMikdash, what's Shirutim?
There was Shirutim, Nachon. Underneath. In a tunnel.
So the source that people want to say in Lashon Nekiyah, then don't want to say Shirutim. Or
yeah.
So
what do they say? They say Beit HaKavod.
Beit HaKavod.
Oh, yeah, I know. I've not heard that before.
And also the rabbis, or when they want to mention something or something about Shirutim, they say Chutz Mikvodchem.
I'm sure. What
did
you say?
Chutz Mikvodchem, apart from your kavod.
Yes.
Meaning,
like. I understand that the source of Shirutim and Kavod coming from here. From the Shirutim of Beit HaMikdash. That, for me, is the
if with an end of the midrash, so for me, this is my
nice. Okay. So what happened over there?
What is the other word for a shir team?
No, so in Hebrew, you can use the language Beit HaKavod, the House of Honor, which he says taking it from here.
I mean, besides, isn't there also Beit?
Lots of different things. Lots of different ones. Let's stick with that because we might go into ones which are not so appropriate. Okay, so what does it say over there in the Mishnah in Tamid? So over there, describing the temple and the Beit HaMikdash and what's going on over there. Zeh HaYakavodot, this is the kavod of the bathroom that was in the Beit HaMikdash. It had a door. Matzoh na'ol biyadur sheyesh sham adam. If you found it locked, then you knew, or closed, then you knew there was someone in there. Matzoh patuach, if you found it open, biyadur sheyesh sham adam, then you knew there was no one in there. Amalav arach arahu. Therefore, you see, it was not proper to speak. Morning, Ariel.
Morning.
So the fact that they had a door, and from the door, whether the door was locked, open or closed, you know if there's someone in there. So it must be that you couldn't speak, because otherwise they would just speak. You wouldn't need to check the position of the door to see if someone was in. You would just ask, is there anyone in there? So the fact that there was, that they knew from the door meant that they obviously didn't ask. And therefore you learn that it's not proper to ask. Make sense? Yes? No? The fact that there was a door meant that they didn't have to ask, is there anyone in? If it was closed, if the door was closed, they knew someone was in. If the door was open, they knew that it was empty, it was free. Therefore, it must be that it wasn't proper to ask, because they needed to use the sign of the door being open or closed. Because otherwise you don't need that as a sign, you just ask. Right, well, so they before the days of the... of the little sign. Right. The red light.
It might be embarrassing if you just
red light and the green light.
If you don't see too well, you close the door and you don't lock it, and then someone opens the door.
I don't know if it's appropriate to tell you a joke. Not a joke. It's a true
story.
No,
that's what happened to me.
About what someone locked it.
Well, I went in, closed the door, not realizing it, and there was another step to take to twist it to make sure that there's an occupied sign on it, which I didn't see
right.
In my poor vision. And, you know, so halfway through, I was.
Yeah.
Someone opens the door.
Yeah. That's embarrassing. My a friend of mine was a lawyer. He's still a lawyer. Poor bloke. Anyway. Ezrat Hashem, we'll see if they like two or one. Anyway, when he after he qualified, he spent a couple of years in Russia. So he got a job working for some Russian billionaire oligarch doing his legal stuff. Anyway, so he would fly around with him on his Learjet. So that's what you do when you're Russian oligarch. Anyway, so he told me once that he was on this top one of these planes. I don't know, I've never been on. You can imagine. Anyway, he said the bathroom had this glass door. It was glass fronted. So he went in and closed it, locked it, and he figured, oh, it must be like special one-way glass. Right? Because I can see out, but Tom, so he went to the bathroom. So anyway, apparently he then told him that the special button, because it's a Learjet, obviously, it makes everything go opaque. But there's a button, that does that makes the glass go opaque. But he didn't know that because he was on a Learjet, just like you. Right? He didn't know there was a button that does that. So next time you're on a Learjet, look for the. Don't make the same mistake. It's good job I told you. Good job everybody's listening on the tape. Isn't it? Not to make that mistake. Or Hashem. Anyway, we don't have those problems. We just have a door. So too in the Beit HaMikdash, they had a door. If the door was closed, you knew someone was in there. Didn't have the problem with the glass. And if it was open, then it was free. So you learn from here that it's not appropriate to speak in the bathroom. Right? Because if it was appropriate for us to speak, you wouldn't need the open door closed as a sign of whether or not someone's in. You would just ask. So the fact that we had this sign, you learn from this Mishnah that it's not appropriate to speak when you're in the bathroom.
Yeah, once a guest,
Rosh Hashanah,
when she goes to the toilet, there's a woman, she locked the door, and they keep going.
Rosh Hashanah.
So what is that? She can't let it go out.
In the play?
Was it?
That
was
Wilhelm. Yeah?
Is that what they do now? It's what you should have. These are logical and logical
panic. Yeah? That's what happened.
They open the window.
Yeah, she climbed out the window?
Glass, they take her out of the glass.
Wonderful, we could have a whole book of toilet stories.
Today I'm all there. I say, okay, so you have to stay. That's what I
want. Well, she's showing her tough. You can get the food in, tough. Anyway. If it happens, ask a shayla. Ask your local Orthodox rabbi. Okay. V'husavah masukanhu. But wait a minute. So why did Rav Safra speak to Rav Abba? Right? Doesn't Rav Safra know the Mishnahs? For sure, Rav Safra knows all the Mishnayot. He didn't know that Mishnah. He must have missed that one. Why did he speak to Rav Abba when Rav Abba came into the toilet? So he has an answer. V'husavah, he thought, masukanhu. We thought there was a danger. The Tanya, we learned in a Braita. Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel Omer, Rashbag, Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel says, Amud HaChozer mevi et Adam lidei hidrokan. If a person forces back and doesn't to stop himself, if a person tries to stop himself going to the bathroom, holds it back, then it can bring a person to a disease called dropsy. Right? It's a bad stomach disease. Silon HaChozer mevi et Adam lidei yerkon. If you hold back urine, then it can lead to jaundice. So, presumably, Rav Safra thought that Rav Abba needed to use the bathroom urgently, and he didn't want to cause him didn't want to cause him suffering. So he spoke to him to say, yes, come in. Because otherwise, if he hadn't, he might have had to wait outside for a length of time. And then he could have come to a danger. Hello. No, there's nothing kosher in Pesach here. It's on the way to being kosher in Pesach. B'ezrat Hashem. Nobody should bring in bread, but...
Please do not bring in or...
Yeah. Tov, I think we'll stop there now.